All right, so today I want us to finish our series, Understanding Man, okay? We'll be looking at man, who God created, or what God created. We've done a whole 2 Saturdays of this. By the way, do we have those messages? Pastor, okay. Please, when you're done, can you share the links? Starts the first past 2 weeks, last week, then today. Did I mention that the vigil starts by 9? Okay, cool. So the vigil starts by 9. So let us, please, let's come early. So be here by 8:30. Don't be here by 9 because it's night time. So get permission from your parents. If you need us to talk to your parents, you can let us know. But please come early. So come by like 8:30. When we are done, I'll give some quick announcements on how to prepare. Okay. Because you need to prepare for spiritual meetings like that, right? So I'll give us some guidelines on how to come for a spiritual meeting. So let me leave that to the end, right? So today I want to finish what we've been talking about. Where is Mirabel? Does anybody know? Do you know who I mean by Mirabel? Okay. Does anybody know where she is? Eh? What? She's running late. Okay. So let us... what was I saying before? So I'll tell you that on how to prepare. So we'll do that. How is school? How is school? Those of us that have been... It's still stressful. Wow. That are secondary school people. Is in between. What class are you in? Eh? SS3. So you're writing WAEC this year. Wow. Who else is writing WAEC this year? This session. This SS3. Okay. Elizabeth, you're writing... Like, I think I graduated. Yeah. They have that graduation fees. It's Alexis that's graduated. Yeah, Alexis. Okay. All right, cool. Where is she? Like, how is she, rather? Is she fine? All right, cool. Tell her I'm greeting her. All right, so we will finish today by the grace of God. Well, you want to tell me about... No, don't worry. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We give you praise. As we look into your word, I ask, O Lord, for revelation in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine on us in the mighty name of Jesus. Grant me utterance in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you for leading prayers, Elizabeth. That was good. All right. So let us continue. So we stopped last week by talking about the signs of a bad soul. Okay, who can tell me the signs of a bad soul? What are the signs that somebody's soul is bad? All right, can we give her the mic, please? Please stand up.
Having bad dreams.
Did I say that? I did not say that. Though. I didn't say that. Maybe that's what the Holy Spirit taught you, but that's not what Kenneth taught you. Although it's also a... No, I didn't say that. But thank you for standing up too. All right.
About so is the soul that has shame in it.
Yeah. You guys remember? Thank you. So, we said that the major elements, when Adam sinned in Genesis, the major thing that changed in his nature was that The major difference, because it says before that he and Eve were naked and were not ashamed. Abby now? Yeah, so it says that he and Eve were naked and were not ashamed. You know, meaning they were both living fully under the glory of God. Okay? Now, you see, the glory of God is not... please listen to me, because you know there's a way you come when you communicate something, there's a cultural understanding of something, and then there's God's understanding of the thing. Okay. Traditionally, when we talk about glory, you see their concept, for instance, I'm Igbo, but for instance, I understand a little bit about Yoruba culture. You know, Yoruba culture believes in the head. There's something about the head, right? Or Yoruba philosophy, right? There's something about the head, you know. So when people say, not my head, not my blood, yeah, you know, there's that concept of I can take your glory, and in other words, glory is seen as like the ascension of the individual. So the car will be getting better. The clothes will be getting finer. The house will be getting bigger. Hallelujah. All right. That's what we understand as glory. So when people are praying, God, show me your glory, what people are just saying is, God, prosper me. Are we together? But when God talks about glory, that's not what he is talking about. Okay? Because God is spirit. So God does not have need for car. Do you understand what I'm saying? God does not have need for house. God does not have need for fine husband. Are we together? Are we together? So, God wants to bless us, but that is not glory. That is God doing good things for us. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. Because what that would mean is that a Christian in Borno State does not have the glory of God. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's not the case, right? So, when he says here that they were both naked and they were not ashamed, what he's saying is that they were under the full security of God. They were living a kind of life where they were under the... governance, I want to use that word, yeah. But their lives were under the total control of God. And so even though they were vulnerable with themselves, meaning they were open to themselves, they didn't feel shame. Now, you know, one of the most shameful things you can feel is when the Holy Spirit is telling you to confess your sin to your brother. Abina, why? Because you feel that if you tell your pastor, if you tell your brother that I'm struggling with this thing, you feel like your status is coming down. So that is something that happened later when man fell. Okay, when Adam and Eve ate the fruit, their eyes were opened. Okay, so they now got a new type of knowledge in their soul. Okay? That's the knowledge of shame. Hallelujah. That's the knowledge of shame, meaning the knowledge that you are not good enough, or that you need to now start applying your efforts to hide your shame. And this is a major driving force for human endeavor. Are we together? People trying to cover their shame. Do you know why people rent Convoy? You know people rent Convoy? You don't know? Okay, at least you know people rent police now. So maybe me now, I want to go for a party. I'm not rich. Nobody wants to kill me. You know? Nobody knows me. I'm just a normal guy. But I want to go to my village. in December. I want to show them that I'm somebody. And one of the ways I can show them I'm somebody is that I can rent police. And as I'm entering, they'll be shooting. Bwah, bwah, bwah. You know? Huh? No, no, that one is even mild now. People rent girls safe now. When they enter one bed, they'll have like train. All of them are rented. They are not their friends. like they are not their friends. They are just people that they paid money to. Are we together? Huh? I know people rent security. There are many people that have mopo that nobody wants to kill. You understand? Nobody wants to kill them now, but they have mopo. In fact, it's even very foolish for you to. Most times, it's very foolish for you to walk around with security. Most times, you're more secure if nobody knows you than if people know you. Okay. So, when these people maybe want to go for a function, okay, they'll have like a whole paraphernalia, right? And what are they trying to do? If someone enters this place now and is carrying like 15 convoy, what is he trying to do? The answer is very simple. Now, what is he trying? Just say what he's trying to impress. Yeah. Why is he trying to impress? Huh? What? Yeah. So the person is trying to impress. The person is looking for followers. Okay. There are many. I just wanted to hear you guys. Though. All of you are correct. Now, the reason why the person is doing that thing, or the core desire, is that the person wants to be seen as someone. Have you now? The person wants to enter, and everybody will turn around and say, "Wow, who is this?" And the person feels joy when everybody is focused on him, when he's the attention, and everything. Right now. Why is that desire so strong in the person's heart? That desire is so strong in the person's heart because the person inside is nobody. Are we together? Huh? Now, when you are nobody on the inside, you will have a very great desire to look like somebody. Amen. Think of it now. Typically, when people usually have something, they're usually very calm. I mean, like the people that know book really in your class, you know, they don't make noise. You know, they don't make noise. There are some that look like they know book. Do you know, I mean, there are some that look like it. They're always sitting down at the front. They're always, yes, ma, yes, ma. But when the result comes out, you will see that. Now, this guy is not really that great, you know, because he doesn't know it. Are we together? For people that know book, they're usually the most quiet person in class, usually the most polite. You know, you hardly see an A student that is rude. Abina, I'm correct now. You hardly see someone carrying all A's that is rude and everything. Because they usually come, you have it. You don't need to prove that you are something else, you know. But when you lack internally, what you would need to do is that in order to make up for that lack, you need to focus on your external appearance. So you need to focus on how you look, how you appear, right? And that is caused by shame. Are we together? So it's a very, very powerful and motivating force for a lot of human activity, right? People trying to cover shame. People trying to cover shame. Praise God. So that's the first sign of a bad soul. Because by salvation, there is meant to be a restoration of that order. That's the original order, right? Because your life is hid in Christ. So your life is no longer, that's what Paul was talking about when he said, we don't know anybody according to the flesh again. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? Meaning, when we look at you, Elizabeth, and we are trying to say, who will Elizabeth be in 10 years? We can't judge it from your past. You know, we can't do calculation and say, she was like this, she was like this, she was like this. Therefore, she can't do this or she can do this. Because we're now under the influence of God. Our lives are now hid with Christ, meaning our lives are now being guided by Jesus Christ. Is this not a good thing? This is a good thing now. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Because, I mean, imagine if the only thing that you could... Imagine if your Wycliffe result determined your destiny. Yeah. Imagine. Can you imagine? Imagine if Wycliffe determined who you will marry, whether you will marry yourself. Hallelujah. So, you need to give yourself a target. Balaji? You need to give yourself a target, a spiritual target, and say, there is absolutely nothing that I'm going to be ashamed of. Hallelujah. What did I say? Yeah, you need to give yourself a spiritual target. I mean, you need to be telling yourself every day, this is what I'm striving for, no shame. So that when the emotion comes, you will violently shut it down. Hallelujah. It's your responsibility. If you don't do it, the Holy Spirit will not help you. Amen. So that you won't code switch. You know what I mean by code switch? When you go to one... Maybe you go for debate competition, and all of a sudden, the kind of accents that you manufacture, in a mixture of Chinese, American, and Europe, you know. Amen. I was shocked the day I found out that all these are OAPs. They did not go out of this country. You know, do you know what I mean by OAP? No, on-air personality. The people on radio. Okay, you guys, you're new radio generation, so you don't understand. Back then, we used to listen to radio all the time. And, you know, for you to be on radio, you have to have good voice. You know, very fine American voice. And, you know, the way people talk, you'd be like, what? Who is this person? Such beautiful voices. Eventually, we started discovering that these people were graduating from University of Calabar, you know. But the voice would look so... And there was now one lady, I don't know where that lady is now, very annoying voice. She's not an annoying person, but their voice is annoying. The voice is a mixture of British and American accent, which is not possible. It's clear that you are just faking it. So it's like, which one is it? Is it today you are British to tomorrow you are American? You know, at times in one sentence, it can start British and American. And American, you know. And that's a major, demonic attack when you can't talk with confidence. Are we together? Major demonic attack. Amen. You have to say your H factor with pride. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you want to say, bring the hot plate. Bring the hot plate. You have to say it with pride and passion. You know? You have to be proud about it. Hallelujah. It's not going to hinder you from anything in life. I tell you the truth. It won't hinder you from anything in life. It won't. Any woman that says she won't marry you because your accent is bad, tell her to go away. In fact, God has even saved you from. The money is not even true, sir. Money changes all those things. Money, you know, money fixes all those problems. Someone is disagreeing. Ah, favor, there's money. There's money and there's money. Are we together? No, for real. There's no, it doesn't hinder you from anything in life. You know. And that's even actually the advantage that you have. Your locality, your localness. You know, one of my desires for this church is that eventually, I don't know how, eventually we'll soon start having English and Yoruba services. Or we'll bring people that cannot understand English. And then we'll be speaking to them, you know, I'll talk, someone interprets, you know, all those kind of things. Because it's not a disadvantage. It's just it's colonial mindset that is worrying us. Hallelujah. So you have to eradicate every element of shame. You know, I'm teaching it this simple, but, you know, this thing, you know, come on Tuesday first. There's matter on ground, you know. Is this simple, but I tell you the truth, it's a deep matter. You know, that's the thing about spiritual things. They always sound simple. It will be like, you know, when you have a lust for heavy things, you might think that what I'm saying is milk or something like that, you know. Maybe you want me to talk about angels and how they move, you know. I'm telling you, this thing determines whether you will be a child of God or a bastard, you know. Because if you don't live above shame, you always want to be like the world. Hallelujah. Are we together? Huh? Why? Because you will want the validation of the world. Till you die, people won't stop mocking you about Jesus Christ. Are we together? Huh? Till you die, people will think you are stupid. You will never prove the world wrong. Because it's not a matter of proving the world wrong, it's a matter of spirit. If somebody does not have the spirit of Christ, he can never understand you. Are we together? Huh? Even if your marriage is better than the person's life, the person will still say you are a mumu for marrying a woman and being faithful to your wife. You will still say it. Even though your life is not as chaotic as the person's, the person's life is chaotic, the person's life is scattered, tattered, but because he doesn't have the spirit of God, his way will still make more sense to him than you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So you can't want to live for other people's validation. It's a prison. You'll just put yourself in prison. You will never be validated by the world. The world will never look at you and say, wow, great servant of God, great child of God. You'll always be called Mumu. Are we together? Yeah. Huh? You will always be called, people will always take your humility as weakness. Amen. Yeah. Are we together? Yeah? Are we together? In this world, humility, the meaning of humility in this world is weakness. Okay? And when you are a Christian in this world living a humble life, people will always say you are foolish. You get my point? If the Lord tells me now to move to, I don't know, maybe Yaba or something, and I go and rent 3-bedroom apartment, after a while, people start saying, this guy, you're stupid now. By this stage in your life, you should start thinking about building house, you know. It's never going to stop. But it doesn't matter because you are living for God. Can you say, I'm living for Jesus? Can you shout it? I'm living for Jesus.
I'm living for Jesus.
Yeah. And then, you know, I've never meant this is still recap. It's because, we said that that shame manifests in two ways. There's the internal shame, which is largely what we're talking about. And then, let me just move fast so that, because I want to finish on time today. It's also caused by trauma, okay? Intense trauma. What do I mean by trauma? Let me stop using technical terms. What I mean by trauma is just painful experiences. Hallelujah. Are we together? Huh? Painful experiences in your childhood. Painful experiences. Specifically your childhood. Okay? That is one of the major areas of shame. So, you need to... There's the long way to deal with it. There's the short way to deal with it. If you want to be quick, the short way is to just boom face and move on. Are we together? Many things in life, they're as big as we make them out to be. Okay? Amen. Are we together? Are we together? You know, they're as big as they make them out to be. I think I've shared this story before. I saw a There was a day I saw a mother carrying her child on the back. She was backing the child, and they were under the hot sun. And I was just meditating on the future of that child. And, you know, they were under the hot sun, and, you know, and she was backing the child, and she was walking on the road. And I was not meditating on the future of that child. Now that, okay, this child now, you know, is this child disadvantaged or not? You know? And as I was thinking about it, it became clear to me that, you see, this mother is suffering now. You know, she's suffering, or we'll say that she's suffering. You know, she's struggling, you know, to make money, to take care of the child. Eventually, she'll soon start trying to get money for the school fees and everything. And then this suffering that she's suffering, she's not the one that is going to reap the benefits. It's the child that is going to reap the benefit. Abi? So the child is going to go to school, by the grace of God, you know, become a prosperous person, and then the generations will be improving. And then I was like, wow, you know, so is this woman's destiny to suffer? For this child's destiny to enjoy, you know. It has brought the reality of life, you know, that how do you like what I'm saying? Okay. So it just brought the reality of life that, you know, your reality is your reality. There's nothing you can do about it. It's not that child now will not lick too many ice cream. Abina, am I not saying the truth? No, they will lick ice cream once in a while. You know, that's the reality. Huh? And Christianity does not escape you from reality. Oh. Amen. This church is not an escape. That's why after this church, you are going back home. Are we together? Are we together? The real God is in your house. Dears and what you do in your house, that's the real God that you know. Okay? That you can't escape your reality. So this child is going to not take too many ice cream. You know, once or twice, there might be a delay in school fees payments. Have you know? And that's what it is. There's nothing else you can do. It's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Do you get my point? It's the reality of where we have found ourselves in. So the mother is going to work hard so that the child can live a better life. That is what is going to happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you feel bad about it, if you feel good about it, it's not going to change what is going to happen. Amen. So it's pointless for that child. Now, maybe when that child is 8, now, if I start be feeling like, you know, I feel bad because we don't have money. No. There's nothing to feel bad about. There's nothing to feel. There's nobody here should feel sad that your parents are not rich. You are wasting your time. What's the point? The sadness will not make them have money. Do you understand? You get my point, right? And there's nothing that can happen. Do you get my point? Your parents are working hard. Better have sense and use what they are working for you. Make it better so that you serve your own children. It will be getting better, 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 better. That's how to break generational curses. Are we together? Amen. So if you start saying, you know, why didn't you send me to England? Me say, all my, you know, those foolish young people, you know. You go and carry girlfriend that their parents are sending her to America. You'll not be toasting her. Huh? Then after you graduate, you'll still be forming long-distance relationship that does not exist. You know, very foolish boys. Very foolish boys. It's not easy to go and read your book. You know your parents don't have money. This one, our parents have money. They've already sorted out our life. Your parents don't have money. It's not easy to focus on book and God. You know, you'll be forming love. When you now graduate, you now start sending, doing fake relationship. You know, she's here in you are here in Lagos, she's in UK, you know. I always like laughing at those guys. Very foolish boys. You're not start seeing, and the way those things break up is always so dramatic, you know. It's never at once. It's always like, you know, you'll be seeing the Nollywood play out, you know. Slowly, you just start seeing that she's not picking up your call again, like that. You know, the thing will be small, they'll be adding one or two. Before you know, you just see her picture. My new boyfriend, you know. Hallelujah. All right, let's go into this thing today. So you don't want a bad soul, okay? Are we together? Yeah, see, I reject shame. A believer should never feel ashamed. See, the only thing that should bring shame to you is sin. Even that one self is temporary because you should go and make God for forgiveness. But the only thing that should, you know, make you feel bad about yourself is when you're not living in righteousness. Huh? A child of God living in righteousness has nothing to prove to anybody. Because I'm living right before God. See, if God approves of me, you have no right to disapprove of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? If God approves of me, which he already has, by sending his son to die for me, I now have the Holy Spirit, then no human being has any rights. I mean, you have the rights, but it's just a fake right, you know. It's your own opinion. You can't tell me who I am. You can't tell me who I'm not. I need to walk with life with this arrogance. If you're not arrogant on this thing, people will bully you. Are we together? Iniquity will bully you. So can you say again, I'm not ashamed of anything. Can we just pray that prayer in like 2 minutes? Say, I'm not ashamed. Tell the Lord, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. Please pray. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. All right. So now I want to talk about building up the soul. Okay. How do you have a strong soul? I trust God to rush this thing because I really want to finish on time. How do you have a strong soul? The first thing is that let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The first thing is soberness. Okay? Can you say that? Soberness. Soberness. You see, your mind is a very powerful thing that God has created. Okay? And if you lose your mind, you've lost your life. Hallelujah. What did I say? Yeah. Everything happening in you is happening in your mind. Either growth or regression is happening in your mind. And you need a strong mind so that you'll not be swept. Because, you know, when you see what we call influence, in this world, perhaps, I don't have exact figures, you know, but if I were to say what's the percentage of people that think for themselves versus the people that think for other people, the gap is a lot. Okay? I can say that maybe 90% of human beings don't think for themselves. Are we together? Out of that 90, out of the remaining 10%, maybe only like 3% think, you know. And maybe the 7% now analyze what those that are thinking are seeing. Are we together? And then the rest don't think for themselves. Most people are going to develop based on the information that reached them first. You know, that's how life is. Life is like a catch them young kind of thing. You know, if if Jesus reaches you first, that's the only thing you know. That can influence you to an extent. If it's boys that reach you first, most people, it's the first thing that, or the most dominant thing that invades your mind. That's the one that you will follow. Because most human beings don't think. I tell you the truth. Most people don't even like using the brain. Using the brain is too stressful. Most people just like sharp, sharp. That's the driving force behind sharp, sharp culture. We don't want to use our brain. We just want the thing to click immediately. Okay? This is also the reason for entertainment. This is the reason why entertainment is going to be very, very... It's always going to be a massive industry. Okay? An imperfect industry. By imperfect, I mean it will never fully capture the glory of God. You can never fully express because God does not entertain people. So, is escape. Are we together? Because people don't want to think, you know. Has anybody gone to that village before and were very bored? You went to the village before, have you? And were bored. You felt like dying. Like, what am I doing here in this place? You know. That's because many of you have not experienced that thing because you've lived in Lagos all your life, but so you think this is normal life. This is not normal life, actually. Yeah. People are living different kinds of lives. There are different kinds of lives people are living. So for a lot of us, if they take you to an environment where nothing much is happening, your body will begin to vibrate. It will just begin to shake. It'll be like, ah, what's going on here? Most people, they get this first taste during NYSC, where they send them to Ebonyi State. You know, you just begin to shake. The reason is because you need stimulation. You know, you need stimulation. You need someone to, you need something, you know. Now, that's not how the Lord wants us to live. Hallelujah. The foundation of a strong mind is soberness. Let's read this verse and I'll show you what I'm talking about. Now, we'll read from verse 1 to verse 10. But concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. You know, they told us that Jesus was coming on September 23rd. As Ah, human being. Do you know? You know, I was telling that people don't think. Do you know the amount of? I heard people sold land that Jesus is coming on September 23, and people sold land. They sold house. You know. Serious. Many people don't think. I'm telling you the truth. Do you know the easiest, and this is why politicians, you know, this is why politicians will keep on ruling us the way they rule us. You know, the only hope, the only hope for, you know, it's not this country's destiny to have good economy. I hope you know. You know, Jesus can come if Nigeria still being like this. It's a human being thing. If Nigerians don't want to have sense, our country will remain like this. It's not a God thing. Now, the, you know, a Nigerian, maybe like now, maybe me now I'm Jesus. Okay. I'm Jesus. I'm going to carry APC nomination form. And everything. And I've won the ticket. You know, I've also then won, and maybe it's just, I've won the ticket. So vote for me. I'm Jesus. It's confirmed. I'm Jesus. And I've told you, by the power of God's word, this country will be as good as America. You know, so there's no doubt that I can perform what I'm saying. At least among Christians, you know, believers might not believe Jesus, but even Christians. It is very easy to make Christians not vote for me. Very easy. Once you just go to the Christians and say, it's not the time of Southeast, it's the time of North Central, or it's the time of South South. I'm telling you, the Christians in South South will not vote for Jesus. Are we together? Eh? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you, June, we will not vote for Jesus. Why? People can't think. When you can't think, you'll be guided by your basic instinct. Are we together? One of your basic instincts is the instinct of identity, your tribe, your kinsmen. It will cloud your judgment. Your brain will shut down. Amen. Your brain will shut down. Okay? There are people that will tell you that, I don't like what this president is doing, but he's a Yoruba man. I'll still vote for him. Yeah, and it's not a small amount of people. Most of the people that are going to vote are voting with that mindset. Are we together? Now, what's happening there? What's happening there is that the soul is actually not working. It's emotion that is leading the soul. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, verse 3, for when they say peace and safety, the sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Can we turn on this TV? It went off. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk, are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or we sleep, we should live together with him. Now, what's he saying here? He's saying here that, you know, some people were arguing, so it's not today people have been debating rapture. So basically, they were debating here to rapture, and he started explaining it that, look, see, you see, don't be confused, everything, you know, this day is going to catch many people by surprise. Now, why is it going to catch many people by surprise? The surprise is not that they know the day, is what their mind is occupied with. Meaning, the mind is occupied with party. Hallelujah. Huh? The mind is occupied with enjoyment. The mind is occupied with catching crews. Okay? You know, that's what human beings are living for. Enjoyment. Are we together? Are we together? Eh? Are you hearing me? I'm speaking direct though. I'm not talking in parables. Now, that's why if you post video of fasting, people will not like your video. But if you post video that you were in Santorini, you'll get 1 million views. Eh? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because people are interested in enjoyment. It's enjoyment that the mind gravitates towards. Hallelujah. All right? So, that state of mind is what Paul was talking about, sleeping. Meaning, the mind is not alert. The mind is not active. Now, humanity... Have you watched all this movie that they say that aliens are coming in 2 months and then there was no timer, everybody was now running around? You know, that is how human beings are living now. Meaning that there is a time You see, when in that movie, there was one major alien that was going to come and eat everybody up. You know, there is a time that has been allocated to humanity that this whole thing is going to end. Either it will end whether when you are alive or when you die, meaning either it will end during your time of life, meaning you'll be alive when Jesus will come back, or even if you still die when Jesus will come back, you have your own time when you will expire. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So, in your life now, your life has started counting down. Everybody has countdown, you know, over their head. You know? Countdown, countdown, countdown. Time is going. Time is going. Time is going. So, why is it that people are living as if nothing is happening? Do you get my point? You get my point? In the movie we're talking about, because everybody can see the alien, everybody is running around. Some people are giving their life to Jesus Christ. Some people are attending church. You know, everybody's like, you know, we're dying. We're dying, you know? But in this context of humanity, even though there is that timer, people are sleeping. In other words, that timer exists. So the rational thing to do is to be serious with your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the rational way your mind should operate, that you should take your life seriously, because you have time limits. One day, somebody will call you and ask you and say, oh yeah, that thing you said, May 26, 2026, come on. You said that was sense, Abi. Okay. Oh yeah, explain yourself. You know? So, if one is not serious, can we say serious? Yeah. If somebody is not serious, the state of that person is that the person is sleeping. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah? Person is sleeping. So soberness is that seriousness, is rational. It is the natural reaction, or it is the logical conclusion to the facts on ground. The fact on ground is that this earth is going to end. The fact on ground is that me, as you're looking at me like this, I'm going to die. Are we together? The fact on ground is that you, one day, you are going to die. Amen. So, if we take that fact, the logical conclusion is that you have to be serious with your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to be very serious with your life. Because in fact, this death we're talking about, this death is either eternal punishment or eternal reward. Amen. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, your mind is primarily meant to be serious. That's why I said it's the foundation of life. If your mind is not serious, then you are living a false life. Do you understand what I'm saying? A mind that is not sober is like somebody that there's Amroba on their street, but then they are playing game in the parlor and the TV is loud. You know? Maybe there's Amroba in your compound, and then you're blasting music. You know, your father will come and slap you. You know, he said, are you stupid? Is it they're robbing people? And he's not going to be shouting. Go. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? So life is serious. That's why the church is serious. Because we are serious, because that is the rational way to behave. There is no joke anywhere. Amen. Amen. Nothing is a joke. Are we together? So you can be too happy. There's something called too happy. You can be too happy. You understand? I mean, that's why you rarely ever see let's leave down. So Soberness is what, that's the stage one. For you to be a serious person, the mind needs to exist in a default state of soberness. Hallelujah. God is also like that. God is also very sober. That's why he's calm. That's why he's not, God is not emotional. You know, God is not emotional. Huh? Do you know? If God was emotional, mommy would have died since. So. If God responded based on his wrath or something like that, you know, God is a very calm and measured individual. That's how you're meant to be. In fact, if you can't be sober, you can't even hear God's voice well. Okay? The weight of God's voice is not the loudness of it. It's the silence in you. Amen. Are we together? Eh? Do you hear what I said? The weight of God's voice is not... God doesn't need to shout, hey, before you take him seriously. If you are silent and sober on the inside, his little whispers will be profound. Are we together? Eh? Are we together? Prophetic word does not come via... It's not like to receive a prophetic word, you receive vision. No, it's not like that. Eh? You know, like word of knowledge, for instance, gifts of the Spirit. It's not like, you know, as you're here now, they'll start playing the film for you. No. That's not how it is, though. It's just simple thoughts. I tell you the truth, simple thoughts. You can even ignore it. You can. Are we together? Yeah, there's nothing. If you want to lay your hands on somebody and heal the person, it's not like God will tell you, okay, now, this is the time. Stretch forth your hand. And I don't, you know, when you read Moses, you're expecting that that's how it will be. No. It's just a simple thing. You won't see angel beside you saying, don't worry, move, I will be with you. Are we together? It's a simple thought. Are we together? Meaning the move of the Spirit is accompanied by simple thoughts. So it is easy to miss the Spirit. Amen. Very easy. I tell you the truth, very easy to miss the Spirit. In fact, there are even layers of hearing God. God can tell you one thing and God can say the same thing to three people and they will hear it at various levels of depth. Are we together? So you need to get comfortable with having a serious outlook in life. If you are early to do this, you'll be a champion because most young people want to play. Okay? But you need to get comfortable. See, childhood is not life. Childhood is a temporary reprieve from the wahala of life. Any age 1 to age 9. It's just a temporary, you know, it's fake. Are we together? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's fake. It's a fake life. That's not the way life is. You know, it's actually because you're a mumu. That's how everybody is. You know, children are like they're not very smart, you know. It's fake. It's just because everybody's just playing with you. If you live 100 years, the only childhood will be like age 1 to 12. After 12, the remaining 82 is wahala, school fees, you know. Demons, you know. Are we together? Huh? The only reason why children are playing like that is because they have parents that are protecting them from demons. After a while, it's not okay. You say you're gonna start fighting those demons by yourself. So you have to be quick. Tap your neighbor, say be quick. Be quick, oh. It's fake. It's not so we're not doing you a disservice if you're trying to hasten your childhood. We're actually helping you. Because there's nothing as disgraceful as a 40-year-old child. You know, a 40-year-old person that is still trying to be like, is still reminiscing to teenage, you know, crazy people. You see them 52. I some people, embarrassing people, they will still, you know, people will pay money to go to their secondary school for a weekend. They will go and lie down on the bunk. You know, they will serve them food. Ah, man. Hallelujah. Amen. You see people holding on to grudges of 15 years ago. How can you hold on to a grudge of 15 years ago? That means you have not changed for 15 years. You're holding on to a grudge of 15 years ago. So, you have to be serious. Be sober. Amen. A lot of people blackmail, they say you're frowning all the time. It's better to be frowning all the time. As you grow, God will mature your face. You understand? You learn how to balance it. Huh? I don't lie because I've noticed usually on serious people that like telling people you frown all the time. If you are serious, you won't frown, you know. People that are focused don't have time to be observing people's faces. You understand? They say you frown all the time. They say you are not nice. You tell them, yes, I'm not nice. I'm not nice. I'm not nice to demons. Why are you a demon? If you are, I'm nice to Jesus, I'm nice to the Holy Spirit, you know. Are we together? A lot of people blackmail you because most people don't have a direction. I told you now, most people don't think for themselves. Let's go to Proverbs 1. Let's read NLT. Let's change it to NLT. So the foundation of a strong mind is soberness. Hallelujah. There is lack of soberness that will make you sleep when they are talking silently. You know, I'll be like, now be talking silently, be sleeping. Huh? I've noticed that, for instance, with it, let me rush. These are the proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. These proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance. By exploring the meaning in these proverbs and parables, the words of the wise and their riddles. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Hallelujah. Go back to verse 7. Can we read this together? I want to go. Yeah, fools despise wisdom and discipline. Let me say something. I missed a point. I think it's important. I make that point, you know. I've discovered the few burials I've gone to, I've discovered that it's better to go to, you know, someone said that thing. I discovered that it's true. It's actually better to go to burials than to go to weddings. It's better. In burials, there's this sense of, it just as temporary, because most people are not wise. But there's this sense of mortality. People are nice. People are reminded that they will die one day. And so when people usually come out of a burial, they usually come out making decisions. Okay, I've noticed it, you know. There are decisions for how to live or how not to live. You know, at times, some wicked people will die, but, you know, because of courtesy, everybody should be saying nice things. But deep down in their heart, they'd be like, this man is wicked. You know? But at least you can share sense that in their heart, they'll be like, you know, I should be a good person. But when people go for a wedding, they're not reminded of their mortality. You know? People think they will live forever. And so men who cheat on their wives, you know, usually don't find people, you know, for you to cheat on your wife in a burial, you're a demon, you know, you have, you know, you're a vagabond, you have some serious sin issues, you know. But you know, wedding will attract prostitutes, wedding will attract, you know. So I tell you the truth, soberness is actually a very powerful state of soul. And that's why you don't need to come to church to be entertained. It's very wicked. Very, very wicked. But anyway, here, it says that the fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Now, what's the wisdom and discipline is talking about? The wisdom and discipline is talking about here is what he was talking about in the verses prayer, where he was saying that these proverbs are to make people wise. Are we together? You remember now? Yes, sir. These proverbs are to make people wise. In other words, what's he just trying to say? What he's just trying to say is that you need education. Because wisdom is thoughts. It's not a talent. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are we together? Wisdom is thoughts. It's not a talent. Knowledge is not a talent. You're not born with knowledge. Are we together? And you don't pray for knowledge. You acquire knowledge. So other people talk to you. Other people give you knowledge. Other people give you wisdom. Okay? So for a soul to be strong, after soberness, you need to then lay education on top of it. Are we together? Are we together? I'm using the word education because it's like a family term. It captures many realities at once. Primarily, what I'm talking about is spiritual education, which is the knowledge of God and how to live in this world. And then I also mean secular education. Hallelujah. Are we together? Now, you remember when we were talking about the soul, I told you that the window into the spirit is the soul. And there is, so it might look dry, but the soul is actually a spiritual realm. When we're talking about the soul, we're actually talking about spirit. Are we together? How do you create agents of darkness? Send them to America schools. Amen. Right now, if you send the average child to go through the average or the typical American school, primary school, secondary school, university, they will come out of that experience full of demons. But it's in class that they were talking. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. They didn't go to Babalawo. They just went to school. They were teaching them things. But they will come out full of demons. Why? Because education exposes the soul. It will open up the soul to ideas. Those ideas are spirits. Those are spiritual codes. Are we together? So if you want to build up the soul in righteousness, it needs to have a required education. So you need to take very seriously the education that you are receiving, both secular. The reason why you need to take secular education serious, meaning your school, you know, reading your books and everything, is so that you can, there are many reasons. One reason is that you need to develop into something. And to develop into that thing, you need knowledge. That is accompanied by spiritual knowledge. What I mean is that Jesus, part of Jesus' expression in life is that he was a carpenter. It's important that he was a carpenter. Are we together? It's important. It's part of his godly journey on earth. It's part of his destiny that he was a carpenter. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can't say, if someone should say now that, you know, I'm going to only read my Bible. I won't go to school. You are contradicting yourself. If you truly know God, you will go to school. Amen. Amen. If you truly know God, you'll go to school. Or you get education because, you know, school has changed recently. By the way, you guys should start planning. Those of you doing jam and everything, people should start planning. Start planning. No, don't wait till last minute. You have like 6 or 7 months from now to your next jam. Abina. So start, be wise. Start planning your jam. If you want to start attending lessons, start attending lessons now. Don't wait till 2 weeks. I don't do fake prayer for nonsense people. I've told you now, I don't do prayer for... But serious people, yeah. You understand? I don't do exam is what you read, you see. You understand? There's nothing spiritual about exam. Except your village people are doing you, but generally speaking, exam is what you see, is what you read, you see. Okay. So you need to develop the mind through education. So basically, what I'm just trying to say is this, is that you just need to value the acquisition of knowledge, okay? That's just simply what I'm saying. You need to get knowledge. You need to be voracious with knowledge. Please, I beg you. I beg you, don't allow, I will not lie to you. If you don't have anything upstairs, you're not going anywhere. Like, please, I beg you. Are we together? Your brain is not like a rock, it's like sponge. It can accommodate more things, you know. If you open your brain, it's very soft, it's not rock. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not hard. It's very soft, tender. You know, people that used to eat brain, they say it tastes nice. And you know some cannibal people, they used to eat brain now, they say it tastes nice, yeah. So it's a very, very sweet and tender organ of the body. It can accommodate more things. There's nobody, all these lies, I don't know, people just, you know, and that's how demons limit people from achieving things. You know, you say, it's them that know book. Why are you not? No, read. Are we together? Huh? Are we together? Yes. Amen. Get knowledge, okay? So you need to value it. Please, value it. Value it. Be a voracious seeker of knowledge. Seek knowledge. Learn. Always like learning. Develop the habits. It's for you to develop. You can develop it. You can decide and say, I like learning. What do I want to learn? I don't know. I shall like learning. Like learning. Then be learning new things, you know. New things. Are we together? If you know the things that I've tried to learn, I've tried to learn how to DJ. And I'm serious. So I'm not gonna get the software pioneer. You know, okay. Christopher, you can't believe it. You can't believe it. No, for real, for real. Learn. Don't be. Hi. All these, you know, all these people that loot, you know, have you not noticed in maybe every time, maybe when there's society chaos and then they are looting stores, maybe during NSAS, they looted now. Have you not noticed that they don't usually loot bookstore? They don't usually, human beings does not loot bookstore. Eh? Bookstore will be intact. The building will not burn, you know, nothing will happen. A ShopRite, Spa, you know. What does that tell you? Human beings don't like to learn. Are we together? Are we together? In America, when they, you know, they loot a lot in America these days, they will go and break into Louis Vuitton store and everything. They've never broken into bookstore before. I've never heard of that thing, that they robbed the bookstore. I've not heard of it. Have you heard of it? Maybe it's possible. Maybe the cash register in the bookstore. But that they rob the book, that one I've not heard. You understand? So human beings don't like it, but you are different. Are we together? Yeah. So are you blessed? So I tell you the truth. Learn, no. No, I'll soon be done. And then you need, let's go to Proverbs 19, verse 15. You need purpose and direction. Okay? Let's read together. One, two, go. Hold on, hold on. Let's read together. One, two, go. Amen. You see, for your mind to walk, it needs to have a direction it's going to. Okay? So you need a direction. Even if you don't have a direction, you need a direction. Amen. Okay. What was I saying? Yeah, you need direction. This is a bit louder, Abby. Yeah, it's clearer. So you see, you need you see, the easiest way to be a confirmed sinner, meaning you want to be a confirmed sinner, like you know, fornication, everything, like, you know, is to be lazy. Are we together? There's something about lack of direction. It will just expose you to sin in a very strange way. Irrespective of the Jesus you are seeing, even if you are seeing Jesus, if Jesus is coming to your dream every night, it doesn't matter. He will still be living, you know, like a sinner. So you need to have somewhere that you are always going to. You should never be idle. Just staying at home, doing nothing. Amen. Are we together? You shouldn't be idle. Okay, you always have to be doing something. Your soul always has to have a direction. You wake up in the morning, I know where I'm going to. Now, when you are young, that direction is given to you. They've given you, so you go to school in the morning, you come back, and depending on how your house is, maybe you do this chore, you do that chore, you read your book, all those kind of things. So it's actually easier because your regiment has been created for you. Now, don't break that thing. Okay? Huh? You will never see anybody that skips classes that becomes something meaningful in life. All your classmates that skip classes are useless people now. All. Except they got born again. Abi, no? Not one. Not one became something in life. Powerful, Abi. Yeah, not one. They said they come born again. But every single person that is skipping classes, you know, is sure you are going to be a useless person. That's the power of idleness. When you're used to wandering around, you'll just be wandering around. That's where your life will just be going. So you have to have direction in everything you are doing. Walk with purpose. Even when you're walking, don't be strolling. Are we together? I've told you, if you want to be the kind of person that gets things done, meaning have a single mind. Are we together? Have a single focus of mind that, okay, I'm going here, I'm going to get this thing done. So what I mean, for instance, is this, now that if there is church, maybe you're at home 11:30 and church is by 12. I'm just giving an example. And you need to go to church. Let that be the most important thing you need to achieve in life. I need to be in church by 12. Nothing is going to stop me. If, like, let thunder be falling, be striking people down like this, I shall walk on this road. I must get to that church by 12. Are we together? Huh? If you can't walk on that rain, I don't know what you are going to achieve. Because the problem of life is more than rain. Rain is the easiest. The opposition to you. Are we together? Huh? Are we together? Are we together? You know, God can tell you now that this is your wife. You'll go and meet her. She'll say, I don't like you. I'm not marrying you. She will tell you to your face, oh God, I don't care what God said. As far as me, I'm concerned. I'm not marrying you. Are we together? What will you do?
Eh? What will you do? When you are not used to obstacles, you get angry at her. When she's not sitting on that corner in church, you'll now be praying that maybe Papi will give you one word. That'll be what's in your heart. That thing can be with you till you die. You know, maybe when you become a pastor, you're like, you know, people can put you down, but you must not put yourself down. You know, you start preaching from that heart. Are we together? But when you're used to rain beating you, and you still achieve whatever I wanted to achieve, you're used to your tire busting on the road, and you still achieve whatever I wanted to achieve. And somebody telling you no doesn't mean that your life will not be good. Are we together? Some of you now, if you come and meet me and say, I want to do this business, and I tell you no, you will stop doing it. Or you will stop believing in yourself. Eh? Are we together? If you come and meet me now and say, I want to be a software developer. And I tell you now, hey, you, software development, when did your brain start thinking of those kinds of things? You should go and do soap making. Do you know that most of you are going to go and do soap making? Most of you will go and do soap making. Even though me, I'm not God. Are we together? Even though me, I'm not God. Most of you will go and do soap making. Amen. So, you need to have a sense of purpose and direction. And it starts from those simple things. Okay? If you want to eat food, eat the food. And then go and do something. You know, don't be moving up and down. You know, if you don't have anything to say, don't talk. Are we together? Eh? Be somebody that has a sense of purpose. Don't just do something because it will make other people happy. Amen. Hey, Amy. You don't like what I'm saying? You don't like what I'm saying, no? Let's go to John 20. I won't look at the body. I'm already done, really. I think I'm done. We'll look at the body at another time. But maybe next week. But I'm done. The matter of the body is just that your body is going to be resurrected. You can read 1 Corinthians 15. Just read the whole of 1 Corinthians 15. That's what's going to happen with your body. It's a very straightforward thing that's going to happen with your body. Hallelujah. So let's look at John 20. Let us go to, let's start from 13. Let's say, what's in 13? Let's move on. 14. Let's move on. Can go to like maybe 17 or so. Go to 20. 21. Okay. Let's go back to maybe 19. All right. So this is after Jesus had resurrected. So he says that Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Jesus was standing there among them. Peace be with you, he said. Go back to NKJV, please. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Hallelujah. And I'll go back to, 29. So, lastly, for you to have a very fantastic soul that demons cannot manipulate, you have to be someone that believes. You know, you see, faith in God is very simple. It's a very simple concept. Extremely simple. Are we together? Please don't lose me. Don't lose me. Faith in God is a very simple, extremely simple concept. You don't need to stress yourself with faith in God because you already have faith. You know, is your natural inclination with God. Every child of God has faith. Do you understand what I mean? Yeah, every child of God has faith. It's a natural inclination. You just need to tap into your ability to believe God. And your ability to not be guided by what you see. What you see, when he talks about what you see, he's talking about proof. What is your proof? Does your proof come from what you can validate or from what I say or from what the people around you say? Do you understand what I'm saying? Are we together? That has to be your proof. Now, as a child of God, I don't expect this from an unbeliever because an unbeliever does not have faith. But a child of God has faith. Let me explain what I mean. I'm telling you things about your life that are not yet manifesting. If you're 14 here now, the proof, even to you, even though I know I've said that you don't have anything to prove to anybody, but even to you, you know, after a while, the sign that you have to you, that you are on the right path, you begin to know it. Are we together? Are we together? In other words, what I'm saying is that all this time you are spending here is not going to waste. Okay? It will start showing. All right? How are you going to maintain consistency between now and then? You have to believe. Because you will not see sign. Are we together? Your life is your life. So, you can be advancing in God and your house environment will not change because you're not in control of your house environment. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're not in control of your house environment. Right? So, what is the thing that will keep you from now to when you start seeing the results that you want to see? Belief. It's that simple. You have to believe that you're on the right path. Are we together? You have to believe that I'm not wasting my life. Huh? If you look for validation and you say, especially when you start saying things like, "Why am I not on Forbes 30 on that 30 list?" That's when you start missing God. Because God has no business with putting you on Forbes 30 on that 30. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm talking about? God has no business with you being in magazine. That does not, I've told you that's no glory. If he puts you there, fine. If he doesn't put you there, that's your concern. You know, you've not lost anything. Okay? Some people lie to you, they'll tell you you're going to be a governor. I don't know if you'll be a governor or not. I don't know. Are we together? I don't know if you'll be a president. You might not be a president. Are we together? If I'm most likely for the next 5 to 6 years, you're still going to be broke. Amen. Huh? You'll still be fasting, converted fast. Remember, I converted fast. It's hunger that I just converted to fast. Yeah. Amen. For real now. We've looked at this already now. Until you start making money, you can't and you get, you're not yet making money. Okay? And it's okay. You are at a stage of life and you're focusing on acquiring knowledge. You're focusing on God. You're focusing on these things. So what is going to keep you from now till you begin to see the results? Belief. you have to believe that you're on the right path. Well, the sign that you believe is that your consistency will be increasing. Your zeal will be increasing. Your passion will be increasing. Even though you don't have proof. You understand? Don't worry. Well, I'll leave some of the other things for our video. But I'll tell you a story. Yeah, if it's easy now to follow Papi. Huh? Don't worry. I'll tell you other stories at our video. Amen. Do you understand? Are you okay? Are you sleepy? Yes, no. Are you sleepy? Okay. Are you sad or something? Are you crying? Now, the way you're looking very sober. Okay. All right, cool. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I ask for strength in our inner man. In the name of Jesus. Is there anyone under any bondage of the mind? I set you free now in the name of Jesus. Be released from every bondage in the name of Jesus. Every bondage of mediocrity in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You are set free now in the name of Jesus. From mediocrity, from low self-esteem, from shyness, in the name of Jesus, receive your freedom. Thank you, Jesus.